Regime change in Washington, D.C. No, folks, not in Moscow, not in Beijing, right here in Washington, D.C. Watch it happen in front of your eyes. A couple things I wanted to point out here. Here's Tucker Carlson. I'll put links to these in the podcast, but here's Tucker Carlson, and he's talking about Obama's visit to the White House. The king returns. The king returns, and the sycophants surround him, want to touch him, fawn over him, stare into his face. Old Joe comes wandering around, and he's wandering around by himself. He's literally wandering around by himself, trying to figure out what's going on. Figures out where all the tension is, and it's around the ex-president. And he goes over there, and he's utterly ignored. This guy is the sitting president of the United States of America. Everyone in the room is ignoring him. His staff ignores him. The vice president ignores him. The ex-president of the United States purposely stiffs him. Joe puts his hand on his shoulder. Barack won't even acknowledge that he's there. It's regime change time in Washington, D.C. And the wolves are gathering. Now, there's a bunch of articles out there. I'll link a few of them up in here. Interesting thing is, I wrote an article a couple days ago, posted it, and it's called Breaking News, Elections Postponed. Yes, indeed, the 2020 elections, November elections postponed. Now, what I wrote is a fictional news article. It's apparent if you just read it. It's dated October 7th, 2022. And I have some made-up experts in there commenting, and then some real people, too, talking about what they would say. And the gist of the article is one way or the other, I'm telling you flat out, whatever happens in November 2022, this cabal, this regime will not give up power. I don't care if the Democrats lose. I don't care if the Republicans get a majority. Democrats aren't going to give up power. I mean, we've seen that. We saw that from 2016 to 2020. When Trump was the president of the United States, they refused to give up power. They stopped him every way, legal and illegal, that they could. Not only the Democrat Party, but the entire regime, the entire apparatus of governing this country conspired against the will of the people of the United States to protect their own interests and their own power and undermine the will of the people when we elected Donald Trump as president. And they're open about it. They admitted it. They talk about it, and they laugh and they snicker. The entire bureaucracy, with a very few exceptions, law enforcement, military, the press, academia. Who are you to sit in that office when we haven't given you permission to? And so his initiatives were undermined. The people that dared work for him were prosecuted. And then they rigged the election in 2020. Now, I realize that saying that it's going to put me on somebody's list. I'm already on their list. I'm already on a list. But they stole the election, and it's more and more is coming out. I knew it the first day. When you delay the results of counting election for 4 or 5 hours, and you wake up and all of a sudden it's completely different than what it was 4 or 5 hours ago, there's a rat in the room. There's something stinks. And you can make all your excuses in the world, but here's the problem. The government has lost legitimacy. Utterly lost it. And by the government, I'm not including just Joe Biden. Poor guy. Now, I don't feel sorry for him. Sometimes I want to, but I really don't. He's made his own life. He's made his own mess. I do not feel sorry for that guy one bit. I don't have any pity or on him for his mental capacity or lack thereof. He's made his own life. He's been a cheat, a liar, and a thief, and his son is as evil as he is. The press has covered up and lied every step of the way. They're just so the press has no legitimacy. Press has got no legitimacy. They lied every step of the way regarding the Russia collusion hoax from 2016. Oh, Trump won because of Russia collusion. It's all out now. It was completely fake. And the law enforcement intelligence apparatuses supported that narrative. The press supported that narrative. They're all illegitimate. The greatest thing that's going on in 22 is the complete illegitimacy of the ruling regime. Not only, I'm not talking even partisan. The Republicans are just as guilty. They're just as guilty. Those Republicans in leadership in the House and the Senate are just as guilty. There's a couple of firebrands out there. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, a couple others. But let me tell you something. Those Republicans are just as guilty. They know which side their bread is buttered on, and they'll sit there and be pro-gun control or pro-freedom of speech until the votes come in. And then they'll call in sick, they'll miss a vote, or they'll vote the other way and rationalize it all the way. Why? Because we've got nobody else better to throw up there, and they're going to get our votes anyway. That's the way it's worked for generations now. But they've overplayed their hand. They're illegitimate. The press is illegitimate. Universities are illegitimate. This Biden regime is utterly illegitimate, and it's so bad they can't hide it anymore. So they bring out old Barack Obama, who looks pretty dang youthful compared to Biden. They bring him into the White House. Now, who decided this? It wasn't Joe Biden that decided this. I mean, look at the guy. He's not in charge. He gets to the end of a press conference and says, what am I supposed to do now? He doesn't know. He can't make a decision on his own. He can't make a decision what to do at the end of his own press conferences. He's not capable of making that decision, and he knows it. And it's right out there for the whole world to see. If you were a foreign intelligence analyst looking at Joseph Biden in the White House, what would you report to your superiors? What would be his leadership potential? What would be his mental capacity? I would really like to know who the Russians and the Chinese think is in charge of the United States government. I would love to have that. Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, supposedly that's what the United States, our intelligence apparatuses do to foreign governments. Okay, Johnny Smith is in charge of England, in England. But who's the power behind the throne? Who put him there? Who's calling the shots? Who's making the decision? Who has the most influence over his administration in England, for example? Theoretical example. Oh, man, wouldn't that be fun to read what they had to say about the Biden administration? Wouldn't that be just gaseous? And yet we've got a press who believes it's their job to support the Democrat agenda. They don't see themselves as an independent institution. They see themselves as part of the ruling class. And by God, don't get in their way. Do not get in their way and do not trespass in their territory. Jen Psaki is a perfect example. She's going to go from the press to the administration and back to the press. The bankers at Goldman Sachs are the perfect example. They go from Goldman Sachs making tens, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, then they go run the Fed. Then they do their penance there, then they go back and they make more tens of millions of dollars a year, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Generals are the same way. They go get their 3 stars or 4 stars in the Army, in the Navy, taxpayer funded, and boom, they retire. They go sit on the board of Boeing and Lockheed, and then they make the tens of the millions. It's corrupt. The whole thing is utterly corrupt. And they've got it under control, and they don't want to lose the power. And you've got an American populace rising up saying, we're done with this stuff. We're done, done, done. 2016, Trump was the only non-traditional candidate. He was the only one. They would have accepted anybody else in there. Jeb Bush. I don't even remember the other people running. They would have accepted any other Republican nominee because they're part of the same uniparty, part of the game, part of the team. But because it was Trump, oh my God, they had a meltdown. And so they got an emotion. They did everything they could to undermine his regime. I'm calling his regime, his administration for 4 years. And then they rigged the elections to get him out. There's a new movie coming out on, it's called Rigged. In fact, it's called Rigged. Talks about Zuckerberg and the $300-400 million he dropped to sway the election in certain states. And they get away with it. They're protected. Hillary Clinton's protected. You got Durham in there investigating this, that, and the other thing right now. I don't know. How much faith do you have that that's actually going to result in anything bad happening to anybody of moment, anybody of importance? Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, any of them, Comey, Clapper. So am I cynical? Oh boy, am I ever cynical. So I wrote this article the other day, and basically it's a press report from just before the upcoming elections saying, look, we're going to postpone the elections. Russia bad. And not only is Russia bad, but American deplorables and irredeemables are colluding with the Russians to undermine the integrity of our democracy. Now, the interesting thing is I wrote this article and I gave it to somebody who's smart, intelligent, educated, and this person missed the date of when the article was allegedly written, which is in the future, and she thought it was a true story. In other words, I know exactly what they're going to say. I can tap right into their justifications for it on the Republican side, on the Democrat side, the university professors. So go check that out, bloodandfaith.com. I'm telling you, something will happen. Russia's hacking our election yet again. And the deplorables and the irredeemables are now talking Russia's talking points. Yet at the same time, we're in a situation where the regime is collapsing. When Obama walks in there and he utterly ignores and insults and stiffs the sitting president of the United States, and so do his whole staff, so does Kamala Harris, doesn't that kind of give you a clue who's really in charge? It ought to give you a clue as to who's really in charge. If Obama was a washed-up has-been, first, he wouldn't have been there. Second of all, people would have been fawning over him. They know who makes the decisions. They know who can make and break their career. It's not the president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. He has no power over them. He's the guy that mumbles through press conferences and asks his staff what he's supposed to do next. All right. So for all the talk of Biden on regime change in Moscow, and there's been a few articles here and there about regime change in Beijing. Got to get rid of whatever that guy's name is, Jinping. I can't say his name. The regime change is going on right here in Washington, D.C. They've signaled it. They've realized that the risk of showing their hand, the risk of telling people who's really in charge, is less than the risk of letting this guy continue. They know exactly what's going to happen in the elections of this fall if they don't do something drastic and radical. If they put in more Marjorie Taylor Greens, Matt Gaetz, and a few other of those firebrands, the whole government's going to come down. And you got this Biden laptop thing. They've tried to suppress that for years now. For years, the FBI's repressed that information. They're all in this stuff together. And the good news is, you ever go to a weight room and start lifting weights? First time you show up, it's just the most miserable thing in the world. Oh my God, this is horrible. And then you get in the habit of going there, and you're pushing more and more resistance. More and more resistance. Next thing you know, it's like, you know what? This is okay. This feels good. And next thing you know, you get used to the resistance. You get used to pushing the resistance. And then you don't notice that you're pushing the resistance anymore. And you get stronger and stronger and stronger. That's what's been going on in the United States of America for the last 5 or 6 years. We've been pushing against this resistance from even before the 2016 election. We started waking up and we're in, oh my God, this is it. This is the end of our way of life. This is utterly, you got Mr. Change up there, fundamental change, who's now physically back in the White House. Never left, but now he can actually show his face. They're not even ashamed of coming out and being open about it now. But we've been exercising. Speaking, writing, talking, organizing, and we've been lifting those weights. And now we're used to being in the opposition. We got an idea of what their plan is. And more than that, this entire apparatus of governance, from the press to the universities to law enforcement to intelligence agencies to the Republican Party to the bureaucracies, they have undermined their own legitimacy. They've done it to themselves. They've undermined their own legitimacy. People don't trust them anymore. Look at COVID for the last 2 years. How many times do they change their story on how many shots you got to have, how many masks you got to wear, whether or not you got to wear a mask, whether the schools are open or closed? They lie and lie and lie and lie. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like this stuff. The bold-faced lies. And people are finally, the scales are falling off their eyes and they're opening up their ears to hear what's really going on. That's the biggest threat that the regime has. They've done it to themselves. And as we have woken up as a people, as a nation, especially as traditional Americans, we're going, oh my God, this is bad. And it's not just the traditional Americans. The entire Hispanic population, for the most part, is outraged. I spent over a year down on the Tex-Mex border, on actually the Mexican side of the Tex-Mex border. I had friends all up and down the that area. One of them was a college professor. All of his students, Mexican-Americans, and nobody was more outraged with the invasion on the border than the Mexican-Americans that have been there for years and years and years. They're outraged. Now, you're not going to hear that because the regime controls the press, or the press controls the regime, or there's no difference between the press and regime. Jen Psaki, perfect example. All right, you pop from private business, quote unquote, it's not really private business, but you go from the corporate side into government service and back out over. Our bankers do this. Our defense industry professionals, military professionals do this. The bureaucrats do this. They lose in an administration. They go work in either private sector for a while, or they work for these big think tanks, and they're just sort of kept there for the next administration to come in. And so the policies don't change. People hardly change. Same people get recycled. Every once in a while you get a new blood popping up, but not with any new ideas. Well, we got some new ideas now, baby. And we're tired of being told no. Tired of being told to shut down, sit down, shut up, and color. And God bless Steve Bannon, but gets old hearing somebody say color within the lines. Now, that said, I'm a guy that colors within the lines. My purpose and goal in life is to do exactly what I'm doing right now. It's to open up my mouth and speak and say the truth. Say the truth as I see it, as my conscience dictates it, not according to what is the government has given me permission to say. And trust me, the government's not happy with what I have to say. Not happy at all. And the people that control the government are not happy with what I have to say either. And so you pay a price. You say these things, you pay a price. So that's some good news. Their hand is open. The regime is collapsing. They're going to plan B or plan C. What does that mean for November 2022? I've been clear. I've been clear on this channel before. I don't expect it to be free or fair. It hasn't been free or fair yet. And even if the Republicans somehow win, they're going to figure out a way to shut this thing down. They will figure out a way to shut this thing down. Think about it. They purged the military officers under Obama. They've been purging the enlisted ranks under Biden. They're purging the bureaucracy. They're purging law enforcement and military. They've purged the universities for generations. That's why I'm not a professor, perfectly qualified to be one. But if you don't have if you're not of the same religion, they don't let you in. And as I've said many times, the universities are the cathedrals of our secular age. And the professors are the prophets of our secular age. It's a religious organization. And they wear those black robes to the graduation to make sure you understand that. Part of the religion is they say, well, we're not religion. We're above that. We're scientists. And they're liars. They're charlatans and they're liars. And I've got no love for charlatans or liars, whether they have one kind of collar on them or a different kind of collar on them, wearing this black robe or wearing that black robe. But man, they've shown their hands. They have no interest in an open discussion at the universities. Antifa, BLM come there and riot, and they burn the place down. Press has no interest in an open discussion. They're driving out any quote-unquote journalists that would dare say the wrong thing. Greenwald's one of them. I think, who do you used to write for? New York Times? And he's like, this place, this the whole thing's corrupt. Fox News, forget Fox News. Fox, you know, they just hired Bruce Jenner, who apparently goes by, you know, some girl's name now, Caitlin. They hired Bruce Jenner. What does that tell you? Tells you everything you need to know. Tells you everything you need to know about Fox News right there. Now, I'm a little depressed lately. Haven't had a lot of good news to say, but there's some good news going on. When they're this blatant and open about it, it's not a sign of strength, it's a sign of weakness. They were strongest when we didn't know what they were doing. They were strongest when we were asleep. And we started waking up and blinking our eyes and rubbing the sleep out of our eyes, trying to figure out what was going on. They were strongest back then. But their own actions have woken up half of America. Their own actions have. And we sit back and go, they're liars. They're all liars. And they're corrupt. And they do what they accuse other people of doing. And the more they cry out for democracy, we're protecting our democracy, the less you and I have any say whatsoever in how we live our lives and the laws that we have for the people that rule over us. The more they claim they're saving democracy, the less democracy there is. And I've said before that when they say democracy now, what they mean is the equivalent of Lenin's dictatorship of the proletariat. It's not, do you participate in your own government? Are the values that we hold dear being imposed upon America? Homosexuality, transgenderism, critical race theory, hatred of white people. CRT is the hatred of white people. That's what it is. And LGBTQ in public schools is grooming children. They're grooming children for sexual destruction. Disney, MSNBC, Joseph Biden, the Pope, the current Pope, the evil people. Done saying that these are just deceived people. They're evil. Jesus Christ called people evil. He called people evil. Why should I hold back from that? Because I'm better than Jesus Christ? I'm a better Christian than Jesus Christ? I'm holier than thou? I would never call anybody evil. That's not very Christian. Jesus Christ did. And those of you that have listened to my show here, whatever it is that I'm doing, my podcast, boy, I've certainly taken it to the evangelicals. I've taken it to them real hard, and that's not going to stop. The reason that we're in this mess is because the church has fallen asleep and is pursuing a different religion. They've gone down the same hole as those other people did 2,500 years ago when they invented their own traditions. Their own traditions, their own oral traditions. And we're the Christian evangelical church and the mainline church has done the same thing. We're too good for Jesus. We're better than Jesus. We know more than Jesus Christ. Now, they don't say that. I've sat in their services. I've sat in their services. The priestess gets up there. The lesbian priestess gets up there with her beautiful robes. I love the Episcopal Church. I grew up Episcopalian. Well, if they wrote the Bible today, Paul would have said, he wouldn't have said there's neither Jew nor Greek, or slave nor free. He says, we're neither straight nor gay, Muslim or Christian, Jew or atheist. We're just all one. That's called an oral tradition. That's called the leaven of the Pharisees. I'm going to be talking more about this because I am. And when you develop a culture, a set of oral traditions, remember, the Talmud wasn't written down until 200-300 years after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. But they had these oral traditions for centuries. Jesus Christ called them out on it. Matthew chapter 15, 1 through 9, calls them right out on it, very explicit. But we don't see it because we're not taught it. Our leaders haven't taught us that. I didn't see it, didn't notice it, until I had to go back and re-examine a few things. The problem isn't that I'm pointing this out. The problem is the millions of Americans have finally realized this. They finally realized this. They say, oh my God, this is utterly corrupt. You got Hillary Clinton. She can do whatever she wants to do, and nobody will touch her. And the Jan Sixers sit in prison. You got a 61-year-old, the mom out there in Colorado, elected county clerk. FBI SWAT teams invades her house as if she's a dangerous criminal, throws her in prison. You got the Secretary of State of Colorado, got her up on a bunch of trumped up charges. Oh, and I'm sure they can find charges. But like I said before, you can come up with charges on anybody. I'm sure they got a whole list of charges they'd love to file against me. And just filing those charges and arresting somebody destroys their life, regardless of whether they're innocent or not. Look at Michael Flynn. Look at ex-General Michael Flynn, but used to work for Trump for a while. Got him on a process crime. And you destroy their lives. And yet the real criminals, they won't touch them. Now, the dangerous thing is half of America has woken up to this fact. That's the dangerous thing. And I think the cabal that runs the show, the businesses, the politicians on both sides of the aisle, the press, I think they're getting scared. I think they're getting scared. And they're so desperate, they've got to send Obama back into the White House to signal to everybody that here's the guy that's really in charge. Go watch the videos. I'll put a link up. Go watch the videos. It's very pointed. This isn't an accident. Obama didn't just show up because, hey, man, I was just walking by to get a newspaper, thought I'd pop in and say hello. No, this is all scripted, all planned, all done on purpose, and put out there for the world to see, for Americans to see and the world to see. Utterly rejects the President of the United States, pointedly on camera. And so did all of Biden's staff. Nobody's following Biden. Nobody is following Biden. His own administration doesn't follow him. His vice president doesn't follow him. Obama walks in and everybody bows down and worships the returning king. They are so desperate that they're willing to be open about it. They're so desperate that they're saying, let's stop pretending because things are really, really bad right now. We've got election in how many months? It's November. I don't know, 6 months away? Less than 6 months away. There's the midterm elections. In a normal world, there would be an utter sweep of the Republicans. And we'd go in there, clean house, do some investigations. But I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to happen. Don't think it's going to happen. They could delay the elections. Biden could he could be replaced one way or the other. There's going to be a big, fat shakeup between now and November. That's what I think. And I'm basing it on what, you know, what I'm seeing the White House do right now. You're really going to bring in Obama and make Biden look like a fool in front of the world? Yeah, they really did. They really are, and they really did. So they'll figure out something, even if the Republicans get in. We saw what happened when they got in 2016 into the White House. Didn't matter. Full court press, didn't matter. They shut him down. He did a few things. And Americans have had to turn inside, look inside, and say, hey, what do I really believe? What's really true? What's really worth fighting for? And a lot of Americans have said, you know what? I ain't putting up this stuff anymore. So they've opened up their mouths. They've voted differently. They've gotten involved. And now the regime is terrified. This one guy on Gab, let me get to this guy. He's upset because there's so many people out there. It's, well, we got to do something. We got to do something more than just gab and talk and tweet and Twitter. He says, listen, guys, settle down. Settle down. He says, we got to start by building alternative forms of taking care of ourselves. And I agree with him. Completely agree. I'm trying to do my part by, in the communications realm, give people a different way of looking at things. And that really terrifies people. How dare you have an opinion that's not approved by the narrative? And I need to work harder at it. I need to spend more time doing that, and so I'm going to. Got some limitations on time and everything else, but we all do. And that can't be an excuse. It can't let us stop. What's your plan? And I've talked about prepping, quote-unquote, being a prepper. What's your plan if there's no electricity? What's your plan if there's no food? What's their plan if the lights go out and you know, the homeless come wandering up out of the sewer system and look for someplace warmer to sleep at the night? How well do you know your neighbors? Can you depend on each other? Andrew Torb has done a great job. He's talked about building a parallel economic system. And I completely agree. If the dollar goes the way the dollar is going to go, it ain't going to be pretty for anybody. Don't worry about how this thing's going to collapse. Right now, it's collapsing under its own weight. Worry about what we're going to do afterwards and in the middle of the collapse. Worry about that. As things collapse, and they are, and they will, how are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to take care of your family? How are we going to educate the next generation? We're not sending them to these schools that are teaching CRT and LGBTQ. Not going to happen. What kind of economic system do you want if your bank account's not even your own? Who's working on that? Your bank account doesn't belong to you. Your retirement fund doesn't belong to you. You think it does. They allow you to believe that. Yeah. Yeah. So it's exciting. There's a lot of bad news, but there's good news in there too. All right, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. We'll be back.